David Id.
David Id and
Alison Gawley.
So, Dave, what roles have you played with the circus? Or let's just backtrack. When did you first get involved with No Fit State?
Well, of course, it all stemmed from the Balls Up juggling. And then the five of us got together and started doing some shows, which seemed a good bit of fun at the time. But and it, of course, it is. All No Fit State kind of grew out of the five of us putting shows together using our juggling skills that we've been learning, doing what I always thought of as circus pantomime. I guess we all saw it that way.
That was
but non-seasonal pantomimes.
Yeah. So Balls Up, we put on pantomimes, a group of about 20 of us put on pantomimes at Glastonbury Festival for free tickets. And that was the start of the performing.
Did we perform?
Yeah, we
did. Did Balls Up perform pantomimes at Glastonbury?
Absolutely.
What were they?
They were the... I can't remember what they were called, but the... There's photos of them.
What, with 20? I remember.
20 of us, yeah.
I think when we went to Glastonbury, we did workshops.
We did workshops as well, but we also did pantomimes.
I guess my memory's a bit hazy back there.
Okay, can we try and remember, with reference to the pantomimes at Glastonbury, what kind of year that was?
That would have been... It was definitely before Lauren was born, which was 88. It was after we graduated, which was 85. So probably 86, 87,
do you reckon?
Well, 85, the circus, 86.
I'm not very good with the dates. When did the circus start? 84, I thought.
No.
I left in 1990, and I'm sure I did 5 or 6 years.
I think it was 87 the circus started, so maybe...
Well, don't take my word for when I left. I've got a bit of paper somewhere which details how, you know, when I left the circus, how we divided things up.
That would be really interesting
Dave. I bet I've still got that letter somewhere. That should be in the archive.
84 we graduated, so possibly 85 and 86, I'm thinking.
Yeah, don't ask me.
Up at Glastonbury.
Don't ask me for any dates.
And then 87 No Fit State, I think, before.
You said you graduated.
No.
There was...
No, I graduated.
Let's say there were five.
I got a line through my name.
All right, okay.
I was too busy juggling and doing other things.
But if we're talking about the five core performers and the extended people, so you as well and Sal and people around that, what were you doing before you started juggling and juggling inspired you then? What were you graduating in? What walks of life were you engaged with?
Disillusioned students.
Yes, and I think it was during our finals that we learnt to juggle. Pete, as in Pete and Fiona, started it off, didn't he, and Tom and Wynne. And we were just juggling to take our minds off revision.
Yeah, but that's Pete Farman.
Yes, Pete Farman. Toby Philpott came the year after we graduated, so Ali was still in her final year, and he set up juggling workshops that we went to, and we used the university hall premises to practice in, because Ali and Pete were still in university then.
And that was the University of Cardiff University.
Yes. Yeah.
So can you tell me about Pete Farnham? Who was he? What did he do? What was his connection? Was he a juggler?
He was just somebody that we knew, and he wasn't a juggler, but he did juggle.
Remind me his connection again.
I don't know. Well,
Why have you mentioned him?
He was the one who actually first showed us how to juggle.
Is he?
Yeah. When we were living in Cruz Road.
Well, he's in a camper van in Spain at the moment.
Yeah.
Right.
He's not relevant particularly.
He's not really relevant,
No Fit State, but that's how David and I first
I wouldn't credit him. Toby
Philpott was the main man.
Toby taught most people within the company in those early days of Balls Up jugglers how to juggle, didn't he?
Yeah, and then a juggling society was set up.
We used a hall, so we were able to set up a juggling society because Pete and Ali were still in university. So because the rest of us, I think, had all, well, Tom didn't go to university, but the rest of us had graduated.
Right. So it was a way of, it presumably saved a little bit of money.
Yeah. Well, it gave us free hall, use of the minibus. I don't remember going on trips in the minibus, but and I think there was a small budget as well.
Yeah.
From student union funds.
And I think we used to have like unicycling races or competitions. What do you call it?
Well, we had to learn to ride the things.
Yeah. Unicycle hockey.
That came later once we learned to ride the things.
That's interesting.
Other university.
Can you tell me about a unicycle hockey match that you can remember at all? Can you remember any of them particularly?
There are some photos of one. What was his name who was really good at unicycling? Russell.
Yeah, but he came later as well.
But he was at the unicycling.
Russell thing. Wells.
Russell Wells, yeah. And Pete Hillier, Pete the Punk, and Toby Elliott. All of that crowd. They weren't involved in balls up, but they did go to the university juggling and all of that club.
So, what can you remember about your first Glastonbury experience as balls up jugglers doing the pantomime? Is that
jugglers.
What you were called?
We were balls up jugglers. We were in the children's field. We'd built our own tent, like a dome tent.
Geodesic dome, it's called.
Yeah, that Stiltsy had designed. Stiltsy was one of the original Balls Up members.
That's a name I haven't heard. See, Stiltsy.
Dave Stiltz-Walker.
Stiltz is just because there was, when we lived in Strathnairn Street, there was two Alisons. There was myself and Ali. So I was Alison and Ali, and there was three Davids. So David Stiltz-Walker and David Stubbs. So Stiltsy got called Stiltsy to differentiate himself from.
But he did stilts, and he was going to go for a world stilt walking record, which he started training for, but it was logistically a bit difficult.
What was that then?
Well, it would have involved a crane.
A crane to get him onto stilts?
Well, for safety. We're talking going about 30 foot up on stilts, plus you need lightweight stilts, so carbon fibre stilts. But he was training with bags of weighted stilts so he could build up his leg muscles to be able to walk. So we did have a plan. It never came about, unfortunately, because of the.
Because would you have stilts around in those days? I remember stilts from a long time ago, and they were solid lumps of ash that you tied to your legs.
Well,
weren't they?
Yes, I made my own. We used to make our own, and
did you?
Yeah, I made my own and screwed shoes on. So
that's right.
You put your foot into the shoe and then just strapped.
And they were horrible and comfortable.
You said you made them.
Well, I don't recall you exactly. It looks like I didn't.
News to me.
It looks like my recollection.
Alison used her woodworking skills at that point.
They were still in the loft. I don't know if they're still there.
They are still in the loft, probably.
Are they?
Probably.
Maybe we could have those for
the exhibition. Maybe the costume as well.
Really?
Costume, yes, yeah.
We'd be really interested in seeing those for the artifact collection.
I made my own buttons out of Fimo.
Oh, yeah, Fimo, I remember Fimo.
Yeah, it is still up in the loft, I'm sure.
So, what pantomimes did you do?
I don't recall the name, but there are some photos that Cece's put on.
It's all balls up, isn't it?
If the balls up, yeah.
Because Cece was involved as well, and Cece's Mark Moreau's sister.
Yes, and she's now in a relationship with Stiltsy.